there's a new visitation that the Lord wants to bring to us. And remember now, we're saying that hearing, seeing, understanding, applying, receiving, rejoicing, and releasing. We talked to you about that. The Word of God is ineffective if you don't believe it. And so you have to listen carefully, because the Holy Spirit will convert some things while I'm speaking to you. You understand? The Holy Spirit will convert it that you may understand it to apply. So this is very important. And I'm going to open with some strong statement tonight that if you're listening, it's going to put you up in life in a position. So God, we just praise you. Every day is Sunday with you. And we come in your presence tonight to honor you, to honor the Lord Jesus Christ, and let you use us as an instrument and as a son and as a sent one. I thank you for sending me with the gospel. And I just want to yield to you and give Jesus all the glory. But you may speak to every person in this room with me tonight, and every person online, wherever they may be, that you will feed them and give them their answers and give them direction and bless their lives and help them with their ministries and help them be a witness of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the church. We pray for the church at large as she step up and take her position and let you use her. We thank you and give you all the glory tonight, that the word that I speak will have spirit and life released in the hearts and mind of every person on the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I talk about having your Bible. You got your Bible? Yeah, the Bible. This is the Word of God. Say, this is the Word of God. And this is God speaking to me. And this book has every answer I need. And I'll get my answer tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 22. Before I read the scripture, I'm going to talk to you a few moments, some thing that the Holy Spirit gave me prior to reading the text, that it'll be about the text, and I'll give you a subject. But he said to me, matter of fact, I told Brother Ronald earlier today, he was at my house, I'm sent by God tonight. Now, you got to recognize when someone is sent. That's important, too, because we don't put everybody in the same, on the same level. You say they're reverend, you know. No, you got to recognize when somebody got a word from God for you. That's so important that you recognize, respect, and honor, and receive the glory of Jesus, not that person, but of Jesus. So listen very carefully, because somebody totally about to get set free from some things, the first statement I make. I'm sent by God tonight to funeralize every defeat in your life, present, past, and future, that cannot and will not have no resurrection. That may be things you've been dealing with for years, but the Spirit of God said they'll be funeralized. With the text we're going to use tonight, we're going to preach defeat funeral. And she won't be able to rise up anymore, because something will be deposited in you tonight, an understanding of an aspect of God that is unstoppable. Did you hear what I say? I'm sent by God tonight to funeralize every defeat in your life, present, past, and future, that cannot and will not have no resurrection. In other words, it can't come back. Secondly, he said to tell you, I'm sent by God tonight to release to you and on you the highest anointing in the spirit world. The highest anointing in the spirit world. You see, when we're getting our text, you understand what the Spirit of God is saying, but it is to be released on you. You will walk in a high anointing from this night forward. You will destroy yokes, even if they stick their head up, they'll get destroyed around you. Also, he said to tell you, you will have a burning bush experience that will release your identity and your image and your I am-ness. You know what he said? You will have a burning bush experience tonight with the scriptures that will release your identity, your image, and your I am-ness. One more thing, then we'll go to work. Every person who comes in contact with you after the night, if you believe and act on these truths, will ask you for help. They'll know you're packing. They'll know something happened to you. It's going to happen here tonight. They're going to know something happened to you in a Tuesday night Bible training. But it's going to happen. I know it. I've seen it today. And he talked to me over and over again. Over and over again. Religion. Rituals. Has to be dealt with at a certain level. It can't be dealt with by argument. It can't be dealt with by, what you call this thing? They have debates. You can't. So our text is going to lay something down for us that we serve. He said, tell you this is one of the heaviest and lighted moments in your life. It's going to be heavy. It's going to be a good heavy, but it's going to make you light. Now, then Matthew 22. Let me tell you something before I go. Write this down. Making sure the love of God is deep down in your soul. Making sure the love of God has conquered your soul. Make sure the love of God is controlling your soul. I'm saying soul for a reason because I'm going to show you something. Make sure the love of God is carrying your soul. Okay? Now we're going to face the religious leaders now. We have to face them. Verse 34, 22 and 34. Jesus is the man speaker here. And he's the one going to release a revelation that is the highest revelation that exists in the spirit world. We're going to notice that he's been dealing with the Sadducees and the Pharisees. These people are ceremonial people. They got a lot of religion. They got a lot of things they got memorized. They got a lot of laws. Some of them got scriptures written on them, you know. The 34th verse said, but when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. They said, let's try. Then one of them, which was a lawyer. Now, that word lawyer there, don't get modernized with that word. He knew about the laws of he thought he knew all about the laws of the covenant, the laws of God. He's not just a secular lawyer, okay? He's the one who's supposed to know this thing, so he thought he could tie Jesus up because he knew so well about the law. But there's an element here that Jesus is going to speak to him. Jesus is going to take him higher. Jesus is going to say, I know something higher than the law. You ought to know what it is, huh? Huh? It's in the text. You ought to know what it is. And we haven't read it yet, but you ought to know the text. You ought to never been around this text. It's talking about the L too. Jesus said, you got something higher than the law. Than the law. Let's see what he said. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, so we got that lawyer, understand, he done studied all the laws of the religion. Asked him a question. Now notice what he asked him a question for. Tempting him. See, can I whip him? and saying, now notice, you see these religious folk, look at that 36th verse. He acts like he means good, master. Yeah, he now, see, I'm gonna put a whooping on him. Let me call him master though. See, now you have to notice in a court case. I've been on a case one time, and the lawyer work himself up to you. He get nice. How you doing, Mr. Tom? That's a nice shirt you got on. And cutting your throat all the time because he's throwing you off guard. You watch how on Law and Order. You watch how that man, they talk to him and they speak to him and then they're cutting him all the time. That's what he's trying to do to Jesus. But he don't know Jesus got a sharper knife than him. Master, what is the great commandment in the law? Now, he thought Jesus didn't know because he's a lawyer, you see. But in the middle, a lawyer greater than him. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Now, we're not bringing on further until I drill you into the fact that all three aspects he said love God in is the soul. Those three words he used heart, mind, and soul. But it's talking about the soul. Not talking about the spirit. It's talking about the soul because you already love God in your spirit. God is a spirit and you are a spirit. And both God's spirit and your spirit are spirits of love. So here the problem is the soul hang up. The soul has to be yield to the love of God. Now watch what he said. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy, number one, heart. If you look up heart, you'll find soul. And with all thy soul and with all thy mind. You look up mind, you'll find soul. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and all the prophet. Now that's really what he means, hang all the law, hang all spiritual things. Gifts of the spirit, fruit of the spirit, all hang on love. Now, so you got the three things. You got to understand in verse 37, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul. That means soul. I'll prove it in the scripture. With the soul and with all thy mind. Now notice he said, notice the word all. Holy Spirit, just remind me, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. In other words, nobody else can get in on this. See, three times the word all is used there. And he said, all. Oh, okay, you got it? All right, now, and then in verse 40, everything hang on it. All the law and all the prophet hangs on you loving. Now, three loving in there. Loving the Lord, loving yourself, and loving your neighbor. You see him? Loving the Lord, loving yourself, and loving your neighbor out of your soul, out of your heart, out of your mind. Okay? We're all talking about the soul. Keeping the love of God in your soul is loading, and keeping the Lord, the love of God in your soul. Let the Holy Spirit load your soul. The Holy Spirit, see, the Holy Spirit talk about in Romans 5:5, shedding the love of God abroad in our heart. And then there's a love loading in the soul, I'm going to get to it, in Ephesians chapter 3. The love being loaded down in your inner man, loaded down in your heart, loaded down in your soul. In other words, let the Holy Spirit flood your soul with love. The love of God. This is a special love, the love of God. Let the Holy Spirit do that. The secret here is the spirit of love. Being able to operate in and through your soul. The spirit of love being able to operate in and through your soul. That the Holy Spirit, your spirit, and your soul may become one. Ooh, my God. And that's the problem. The problem is person study, person meditate, but that soul, if it's not trained and developed, the information, the revelation, the power and the glory can't get to your body and your life situation. You got to have that's one here is going to trip the whole world in a few moments. Turn to Ephesians 3. And I'll give you a statement and then you can work it from there. Ephesians chapter 3. And I think, my brother and sister, I think we're dealing with the major holdback of further anointing, further wisdom, further abundant, the abundant life that God wants us to have. I think that soul has to be understood and that love has to be in that soul. So here we look in Ephesians 3, look at verse 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might. How many are with me? By his spirit in the inner man. Now, just as the Holy Ghost just alerted me, his spirit is the spirit of love. The Bible says in 1 John, God is love. So that's the highest function in the spirit world. And just to say, you start letting that high functioning be in your mind, be in your emotion, be in your conscience all the time. And that's what he's saying when he says your soul. He want to invade your mind, your conscience, your emotion, your imagination with his love all the time. But he can't do it without your participation, without your understanding the revelation, so you can let him manifest in your life at all times, no matter what it looked like, no matter what's going on. You know it has to change to your favor when that love is rolling around your soul. Because you see, what happened is a connection. God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, your born-again spirit, then your soul, then your senses, then your situation. So we have taught so much about the spirit, we left the soul out. But Jesus constantly teaching about the soul. You get to the point where you can think love, talk love, love the unlovable. Love when you should be angry. You're able to walk away from it. Not in your own strength, but in the strength of, now I'm going to say the word, supernatural love. Supernatural love. God dug it, supernatural love. Tonight you're going to walk away from here with knowing that supernatural love is in your inner man. Supernatural love is in your heart. Supernatural love is in your mind. Supernatural love is in your mouth. You will be able to let someone do something wrong to you and just walk off. So I say in the 16th verse of Ephesians 3, if you just tune in, but he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the man. Let's find out what he's talking about now. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by what? Faith. Now notice what he's going to talk about. Wait a minute, I got to go back. All right, Lord, I see it. Go back to verse 16. That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit. Now I want you to underline in the inner man. The inner man. Because we've got to see this over and over again to catch it. Because religiously we have left it out. Because we have thought so many years that our spirit and soul was the same one. We have thought that our heart was our spirit. But when you search it in the Bible, it's talking about your soul. Okay? All right. Now, so you underline inner man, because I'm inner man in verse 16. And in verse 17, I want you to underline hearts, that Christ may dwell in your heart. We saw the same thing in Matthew 22. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. They're all saying the same thing. It's a soul issue. Because your spirit never leaves the love of God. Because your spirit, when you've been partake of the divine nature, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, you took on in your spirit, you have the love of God, but it's jammed. It can't flow for your mind. See, your mind is the highest power of your soul. And what it's doing is, it's jamming you. The anointing and the love of God can't flow fully through you. But after the night, you're going to pause. You're going to know it's not your spirit. It's your soul that have got angry. It's your soul that keeps shutting heaven down. Ha! Woo! Now you're being taught how not to never shut heaven down again. Shutting the flow down, you see, shutting the answer down, shutting the wisdom down, shutting the grace down, shutting the understanding down, shutting the next step he wants you to take down. He might be blocking you from going somewhere. You get all mad. He might be blocking you. He might have something better to the left for you. But that soul will get upset if it don't have the love of God. That soul says, I'll get this straight. They're holding me back. Nobody can hold you back when you're walking in the love of God. Huh? May you honor God by understanding that there's always a love escape in any situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I said. Hallelujah. Now notice we have to know what he's talking about here, Paul praying. Now Paul is praying this based on Ephesians 1:3. Look at it a minute. Because if you don't get this, Ephesians 1:3 is going to be sort of like a good feeling scripture, but it's not going to be a scripture that can manifest in your life. See, spiritual things get jammed in non-love traffic. You can pray all you want. You can say all you want. But if you don't understand that you have to let that love flow in your heart for your spirit to kick in, for to get the revelation or the information or instruction or inspiration or illumination God wants you to have, it's blocked in your soul. And you do love God. But you don't understand that he wants you to love him all the way. And it's not going to happen automatically if you don't know about it. That's why he told me you're going to funeralize all your defeat. Any defeat you have is a step outside of love. That no being that exists yet can whoop you. Because you're Christ. Christ in me, the hope of glory. See? Hallelujah. Now notice that Christ, verse 17, but dwell in your heart or in your soul by faith. So have you ever heard anyone talk about faith in your soul? Don't get scared, brother. Come on. Keep the TV on. Faith in your soul. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. That ye, now here we go, being rooted and grounded in love. Rooted mean that nothing and no one and no demonical power, the devil himself, racism, poverty, nobody can pull me out of my place. I'm rooted in love where all my substance are already provided for me that can't be stopped by no one. That Christ may dwell in your soul or in your inner man or in your heart or in your mind by faith, that ye being rooted, watch it now, and grounded where? In love. Look what happened then. May be able to comprehend what all said. What is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height? And to know, verse 19, the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now you go to verse 20. Now you're ready to go to verse 20. That's come from our text. And see, that love will take you there. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask. According. Now we know what that power is now. That power is faith that works worketh by love. See, when the love switch is turned off, faith is turned off. See. And that's why the enemy knows. The enemy knows faith is powerful. But he said, I'm going to hit this love switch. And they're going to think they're operating in faith. They're quoting scriptures and raising their hand, but they got the love switch off. I got their power because love is greater than faith. Hallelujah. So let's write this down. How to load my soul with love for God and of God. That's in Ephesians 3:16. How to load, L-O-A-D, load my soul with love for God and of God. I just thought about a scripture that will help you on this, loading your soul with love. Jude 20 and 21. Beloved, I worship of all things. Jude 20. Beloved, building yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And if you look at the 21st verse in Jude, see what he said next. Keep yourselves in the love of God. See, praying in the Holy Ghost, supposed to keeping yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. You see, when you're praying, you're building yourself on your most holy faith, but you're also keeping yourself in love. You see that? Now, this is vast, and I'm not going to stay that long because it's vast, and I want to say a few more things. Whatsoever, here's a point now, whatsoever is not working in your life, now love is about to turn on the victory. Whatsoever, I'm talking to everybody. I don't care what it is. Listen to me. This is more powerful than anything you're dealing with. Whatsoever is not working in your life, it's your body, your finances, your marriage, your business. Whatsoever is not working in your life to your favor, now love is about to turn on the victory. And I want you, I'm not going to stay here long because I got some more things, but I want you to go put in your notes 1 Corinthians 13. Just read that about 16 times, you see. That's nowhere love can't get you. In that text it says, love never faileth. Faith can fail. Because he told the boy, I prayed for you that your faith fail not. And the boy's faith did fail him because he got denying the Lord. But love will never deny the Lord. Why? Because love is interconnected with the Lord. Love is the Lord himself. So whatsoever is not working in your life, now love is about to be turned on. I want you to turn on the victory, and I want you to go to 1 Corinthians 13, not now because I don't have time, but I want you to read it over and over again. You'll see it. Let me go to the next point. Loving God and keeping his commandment. Now, that's what Jesus told him, you see, the greatest commandment. Loving God. Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commandment, me and the Father, I come stay with you. So the love of God is the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost living on the inside of you. Available to you in every situation. The love of God. It make your faith work. It'll make your forgiveness work. Everything work. Love is so powerful it make everything work in the spirit world. You can't lose. That's why when they crucified our Lord, they couldn't keep him. Because the Bible has told us what he did, for God so loved the world. And see, God sent his son wrapped in his love with the resurrection power in it. So the the resurrection power of love in your soul, in your heart, in your mind, in your conscience. See, don't get carried away just trying to make something happen. No, it's already there. No, whatever trying to tantalize you, no, it's trying to make something happen. Because you already have happened. And it's trying to detour you, trying to deceive you, trying to put you in a form of deception. It already know you already happened. You already blessed. You already healed. Yes, healing is in salvation. Abundance is in salvation. It's already yours. That's why we read Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Now, we're telling you in Ephesians 3, that's why Paul is praying that prayer, because if you don't get your soul right with love, you ain't going to be to understand. You're already yours. It's already yours. It's already yours. It's already yours. It's already mine. It's already mine. Everything God says is mine is already mine. If I just read it, it's already mine. See, actually, you got to get to the point. When you read the Bible, you're reading to remind yourself. You're not reading it, can you get it? It's sort of like a divine shopping list. You're just going back over what's already yours, and you're just going back to pick it up. It's not this battle we're going through. It's not this fight. We don't have an equal enemy. The only way the enemy can become equal with you is that you become stupid. If you stay in alignment with the book, stay in alignment, the enemy, he don't have nothing to deal with you about. He's a defeated. God have already blessed me with all spiritual blessings in heaven and place in Christ Jesus. So everything this book got, God said, mine is mine right now. It rides right now. I don't have to see it. I don't have to feel it. I know it's mine. You go to thinking like that and go to acting like that and be conscious of that and begin to let that come out your mouth and come out your mind. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Turn to 1 John. 1 John. Let me say some hot things to you right now. Wait a minute. Let me say some hot things to you. Let me turn over here. Got so much. I might take this up next week. Children. Write these things down. When the soul is properly positioned, God's abilities can flow through it. Loving God fully with your soul is the master key to functioning in spirit laws or spiritual laws. I'm going to give it to you again. When the soul is properly positioned, that's what Jesus was talking about in our text, God's abilities can flow through it. In other words, progressiveness. Sanctification is progressive. You know that. Sanctification is progressive, all right? The love of God flowing through your soul is progressive. In other words, you can't fill your soul up with love tonight and forget about it. See what I'm saying? Are you listening to me? See, so you have to progressively permit the Holy Spirit, Romans 5:5, Ephesians 3, fill your soul with love. When the soul is properly positioned, God's abilities can flow through it. Now, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, That's one of the major problems of some of the best Christians in the world. They don't know that the blockage is in their soul. They think their prayer not getting through. They think God not getting through. No. I want you to know tonight the Lord sent me here to tell you, you about to leap, you about to fly. Because the Lord just wants you to believe what he sent you tonight through my mouth. Your life is bound to change. He had you to connect tonight for a reason. That might be some fresh person that's connected here. But let me check the apostle out tonight. Well, you online for a reason. God about to upset your failure. When the soul is properly positioned, listen, I got to keep God's abilities can flow through it. Loving God fully with your soul is the master key to functioning in spiritual laws. Wisdom, mercy, grace, courage, confidence, abundance. Love causes all of them to function at a higher level. Now, you're going to have to really be listening now because not Sunday school here now. The secret how to connect God's Trinity to your Trinity. As a son ready to manifest. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Your spirit, your soul, and your senses can connect with the Trinity. Connecting God's Trinity to your Trinity. Your soul, your inner man, your heart must step in the unlimited zone of fully loving God. Ooh, somebody say hallelujah. Fully loving God in your soul is an unlimited zone. All limits come to a halt. Whew. Jesus was so powerful is because he loved the Father. He loved the Father so much, he said he gave the Father all the credit. That's what you got to do with your life. Don't try to be no star. Don't try to be no super anointed person. Give all the credit to him. When he see that, he gonna dump some things on you. You follow me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praise his holy name. The Lord is good. All right. Now. Your soul, your inner man, your heart must step into the unlimited zone. Unlimited zone. Unlimited zone. Oh, my goodness. I went to a Tuesday night Bible training, and I'm out of New York, I'm out of California, I'm out of Libya, and I stepped into an unlimited zone by fully loving God. Now, can I talk with you? That's why I live in an unlimited zone. My secret is I love God so much. He gave me that, you see, day and night. First time, my foot hit the floor. I get full right now. Just think about it. What a privilege to love God. What a privilege to know how real he is and how wonderful it is to walk with him all day long. Love opens the vault of your soul that your soul can know right well. Look in Psalm 139:14. That your soul can know right well. Your soul cannot know manifestation, cannot know revelation unless the love of God place it in there. Marvelous and wonderfully made, fearful and wonderfully made. Yeah, I praise it. Marvelous at thy work. He said, then my soul knows right well. Your soul is not going to know nothing right well unless the love of God is in there, given a revelation of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost, of the kingdom, and of the Word. That's the only, that love of God open all that up and let you see it, because your heart right, your mind right, your understanding right. You're walking in forgiveness. You can't be in love and walk in unforgiveness. Don't let him tie you up another day. We read over and over again, knowing the power of a prosperous soul. Through it, John, beloved, I wish of all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. What make my soul prosper? L-O-V-E. I'm going to mess with you a little bit now. I feel the Holy Ghost. L in love. I'm going to work with the L in love. Living beyond the norm with no limitation or impossibility. That's the L in love. living, that's what the Holy Ghost gave me when I asked him. Living beyond the norm with no limitation or impossibility. Then I got a few questions I want to ask so you can dance with them. Where is your life right now? And where do you want to go? And will you let me minister to you to tell you how to get there? What do you need to change? Good God Almighty. We're talking about living beyond the norm. With no limitation or impossibility. What do you need to change? Are you willing to live beyond religion? Because love will take you there. That's what Jesus just did in that text. He said, wait a minute, I'm going to take you somewhere. You think you're a lawyer? I'm going to show you some new laws. Are you ready to flow free? And then, this is more of a statement, a question. What happened when the light of God's love floods your soul? Let's go to the O, L-O-V-E. Optimistic, omnipresent, and omnipotent. Optimistic mean you're going to have a positive fate now for the rest of your life. Omnipresent mean you're going to know you're never alone. Love always, the love phone is always ringing. And then omniscient, that's the O, you see. Because I got a few questions I'll ask you under that. It's power. Positive, present, power. You know. Omnipresent means he's always with you. Omnipotent means he's all powerful. Is God's wisdom, present, and power released in operating in love? Do you believe they're released? You better believe it. Love is packing everything God has to offer. Faith can't pack with love. Mercy can't pack with love. Love is the packer. And then you have to understand the only holdup all these years from you going where you want to go, living unlimited, living beyond the impossible, is what apostle is teaching you right now. If you believe it, Don't take it just as a little Bible class. If you go back over this and settle down and listen to the Holy Ghost, your life gonna take off like a rocket. And everybody around you gonna go with you. It's so powerful. You see, but we gotta get, Jesus was telling me, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. I got to get you off this religious trip. Sadducees and the Pharisees, formulas and strategies, science and psychology brought in the church. Love is spirit, pure spirit. And you got to get down in your unsaved part, your soul, your unsaved part. But a part that's been given to you, you can train it. See, the Holy Spirit shoot things to your spirit, and then your spirit, the Holy Spirit is grieved because your soul blocked with some little mess somebody started last month. See? So now the Holy Ghost come tonight to unblock your soul with love. Everybody, listen, everybody in the next 15 minutes, everybody's soul going to be unblocked. Everybody's soul going to be full of love. Is what you do with it after the night. But in my presence, in this place tonight, God sent me as a messenger. And I know God wouldn't send me here if he wasn't going to clean your soul up and if he wasn't going to fill your soul with love. So you're going to leave here with a full tank. What you do with it tomorrow is up to you. Don't tell me about the little Mickey Mouse problem. There ain't no problem can handle you, God. See, we thought the scriptures wasn't going through. We thought we had to read the scriptures harder. We got to pray longer. No, it's the blockage. It's the blockage. So here is the Lord tonight. Here's the Lord tonight is unblocking a spiritual blockage. Operating on you with Hebrews 4:12. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. He's operating on you. That thing he's been trying to get to you, that place he's been trying to bring you to, that desire you have in your heart. God, tonight your soul will be full. I tell you, I don't want to mess you up too bad, but I had a flash of Jesus just now to my left. He stepped up. He's been wanting you to hear this so long. Because you have a good heart. But you got to put the fuel in it. Everybody, I don't care how far you are. I don't care where you are. I don't care if you're in Los Angeles, New York. I don't care if you're in Gonzales or Darrow. Your heart tonight, your soul, your inner man, by the prompting of the Holy Ghost, is getting in alignment with the text that Jesus said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. One text said, all your strength. You got it tonight. You got it. So I ask, is God wisdom, present and power released in operating love? Yes. Is there levels I have never experienced before waiting on me? Yes. Can my spiritual walk explode in manifestation and demonstration? Yes. Are you telling me the weight of waiting is over? Yes. Let's deal with the V. I had to go there. I want to deal with that. Let's deal with the V. Victory is a plot in your life from this day forward. Victory is a plot in your life from this day forward. Listen to these few questions I'm going to ask you. And you answer some and I'm going to answer some. Is there new places of victory that I can go to? With what you're hearing tonight, baby, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. Are there new places? Is there new places? You heard the question? Say, do this question. Is there Are there new places? Say that. A victory I can go to after the night? Yes! Everybody under the sound of my voice, I prophesy. If you believe and receive tonight, tomorrow, the next day, next month, next year, you're going to be continually going to new places of victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody get up in the house, shout, tell the house, let the house know we're going to new places of victory. Say it in your house. Say it in your car. Say it wherever you are. Say it. Say it. Say the love of God is about to take me to new places of victory. Unlimited. Nothing impossible in my life anymore. I'll find out what Satan been using to block my anointing and block my wisdom and block my power. Are you telling me the fresh love of God and the fresh love of God are bringing more things into my life, securing total victory, no matter how things look or feel? Doesn't matter. Let me go to the E. You want to write this down. Exploring in spirit laws and spiritual gifts. That's what this love will do for you. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophet. Here's the question that this will bring to you. Where will my enemy be in my life from now on? what Luke 10:19 say? Behold, I give you power, tread upon serpent and scorpion. The power of the enemy shall not do you no harm. And then I told you all to read that 91st Psalm. He said, if you set your love upon me, ain't nobody can touch you. This is a trick question here. I only got a few more minutes. What is the most precious flow in my soul? You're the biggest dummy I ever seen in my life. If you don't know that, I've been preaching before. You don't know. What is the most precious flow? If I just can't help you. You say, what he said? What, you say, you got the answer? Don't be asking the other person to answer. You've been listening. Is love my spirit, soul, and senses connector? Says another thing. We don't want to talk about the senses, but Paul talked about it in Hebrews chapter 5. Paul said you can get to a point where you exercise your senses and you know right from wrong. But that had to come down. God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, your born-again spirit, your soul, then it come down to the line. You see it? Now, this is another question you're going to have to answer. I'm not going to answer it for you. Will I operate in greater divine compassion now? Will I operate in greater divine compassion now? I got to close. Let me see. Go back to our text. Let me read the text again. All the things I've been preaching on is talking about the text, making sure the love of God is down in your soul. We stop at loving God and keeping His commandment. Go back to the text in Matthew 22. Let me read it again. Because, see, religion is a robber. Religion has so much information, but no instruction. Religion has so many rituals, but no revelation. And it's living on a standard level. You know what I mean? A standard level, status quo. But we are designed by God to live on a supernatural level. No limits, no impossibilities. Amen? All right, let me read it. And may the Lord God of mercy. But when Matthew 22:34, but when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to sorrow, they were gathered together. Oh, Lord, I see it. Everything that is against you was put to sorrow tonight. Worry, fear, I'm not going to make it. Or they're not going to let me have the job. I'm not going to have enough. All that put to sorrow tonight. Because, you see, when you go to operate in God's love, God's compassion, God start doing things for you supernaturally. All right? All right. So now, all the religion, everybody who against you come solemn, they become solemn tonight. They're pointing who vex you on the job. Just go on the job tomorrow. Watch what happens. Tonight they put the solid. That point who blocking your promotion. They better watch their job. Because everything being put. I'm talking about on God's word now. I'm not out on a limb. No, I'm not out on a limb. I'm out on him. I'm prophesying for him because I know how powerful he is. And you know, I've been with him all day long. He's been talking to me too. Tell him I sent you. Tell him things changed tonight. Tell them they don't have to wait till Sunday. Tell them they don't have to wait for a revival. Tell them they don't have to wait for a camp meeting. Tell them they don't have to wait for a television evangelist to talk to them. Tell them. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might, mind. Now you remember we're talking about soul, right? This is the first and great commandment. And the second is, like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. See, three love. And they're all talking about, now, here, all right, Lord, I remember. Sometimes neighbors are not lovable. They don't act right. The one live next to you, or one you know, somebody neighbor, just neighbor. But love, you have to have the love of God in your soul. You keep me going around talking about I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian, but I can't stand that heifer. That's your soul acting up. You are a Christian, but your soul's stupid. Your soul don't have enough love to oil it, to settle it down, to have the beatitude. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall be called the children of God. See, if your soul ain't right, you ain't keeping no beatitude, because you don't have enough gratitude. Let me close. On these two commandments hangs all the law and the prophet. All right. Loving God and keeping his commandments. 1 John 5:1-5. John 14:15-27. Love make me a breed of God. John 15:10-17. Here's the last one. I'm going to give you the scripture for it. The enemy will panic when your soul is soaked in the love of God. He knows that's one I've lost. He's going to swing, but he can't hang. You heard that? I said he's going to swing, but he can't hang because you're so powerful. Romans chapter 8. I'm going to read this. Romans chapter 8. I had to read this. It's so good. Romans chapter 8. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Here's a revelation. Here's a revelation that must be read to finalize this message tonight. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. You see this thing? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Now, we knowing that verse now means loving God in your soul. Because your soul can act a jack. And your soul can put God on its list if you don't take authority over it. So, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, not only his purpose, but his will, and having the mind of the Spirit. Let me read you another four scriptures here. Look at verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution? She loved hand all that. A famine, a nakedness, a peril, or a sword, as is written, for thy sake, we'll kill all the day long. We'll count as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, verse 37, nay, no. In all, hell no. No, I'm just to make you, I'll shake you up, I know. Say, Pastor, I said it because I want to shake somebody up. Nay, in all these things, I just love Pastor, but he shouldn't say those words. No, you didn't call me, baby. Somebody needs to hear hell no. You don't know how many people got delivered when I said that. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. Look at verse 38. For I am persuaded, when you got your soul straight, see, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principality, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, no height, we're talking about love now, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us, here it is, from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.